Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
So, guys, as we always say, please do subscribe to both channels, Evolutionary Energy Arts and EE Arts, as both have unique material. Moving forward, what we had originally intended was for EE Arts to be a little bit more spiritual and evolutionary to kind of cover the news. But then as Evolutionary was getting strike after strike, two strikes, we started to do everything on EE Arts. But what we're going to try to do is go back to EE Arts being primarily more about the spiritual side of things. We're going to cover the mysteries that the controllers don't want you understanding more on Evolutionary per se, but just a deeper dive into the more spiritual nature over on EE Arts. And we'll kind of go back to that setup. So those of you that don't want to be exposed to the news won't be exposed to the news, and you could go and check in on EE Arts every day, and those that still want to see what's kind of happening in the world, but with a spiritual take over on Evolutionary. And please do check out evolutionaryenergyarts.com. Again, this is our website if you haven't looked yet. I have a lot of updating to do with it, as I really haven't updated it much in a long time. But it covers more of who we are and some of the people that have worked with us in a spiritual manner, what they've experienced.
Oh, and I got to tell you guys, one thing that I promise I'm going to get up there is a recipe list, because my husband is the best cook. Oh my gosh, he's such a good cook. And I really want to be able to share that. So I'm working on getting these lists of recipes for like juices, you know, healthy alternatives. And I'll tell you, he makes alternatives taste so, so yummy. We're going to get it up there.
Well, thank you, dear. So, okay. Well, I wanted to really cover today. There was a couple big things that came through in meditation last night and then again this morning. And, you know, for those of you that are newer to our channels, we, you know, basically live a primarily spiritual life, even though we live, you know, in a typical type of area. You know, at this point in time, we're not on a mountaintop. We're not living in a cave. I've done that before.
Yeah,
but yeah, and we might be doing that again. I do think we will at some point in the future. I think our cross line, our finish line is 2030-ish is what I feel that at that point in time, then we're going to shift into a totally different way of living ourselves personally. But until that point in time, we are here just trying to expose many minds to different possibilities as we think about all the different possible worlds, all the different possible timelines. You know, we could see already the merger of science, true science, with what's been called mysticism. And it's there. If you just take a peek, you'll see, you know, the truth is right there in front of our very eyes. And in so many ways, it's just waiting for us to discover it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, mysticism is something that, well, it's mysterious. It's not always able to be understood, nor is it supposed to be completely understood. But in this 3D realm, we can talk about things in such a way that bring a little bit of form to this energy that we consider to be mysterious, but really it's not. It's just a matter of knowledge and information and building the energies to create these other forms.
And what the message was that we've gotten from the guides is congratulations, because you may not see it manifest right away, but we have already made the inroads to where we are creating new worlds, literally creating all new worlds, all new possibilities. And they're out there. They are going to be manifesting. And these are much more positive worlds than what the timeline was giving us on the trajectory that we've been on. So even though it might look like we are still in the deepest muck and mire, it might look like, hey, you know, the system is apparently winning. But the reality is that we are making inroads and we are creating new realities. We just have to have the patience to understand that everything does take time. Here again, especially in this world, we live with this TikTok mentality, you know, or this headline news mentality. Just give me the headlines. You know, I only got 30 seconds. I only got 3 minutes. Whatever it is, I don't have much time. I got to get going. Why? Well, because society, this world system, keeps you running on that wheel. That wheel goes nowhere. That's the whole purpose of the system, is to keep you running on a wheel that goes nowhere so that the world doesn't change into a positive possibility. But if we break away from the system, if we take the time for introspection, if we develop that which comes with us when we leave the body, which is, again, developing ourselves and getting to know ourselves, because most people don't even know who they are, don't have a clue of who they are. They believe who they are is what society tells them, and that's not the case. We are so much more than just an employee number.
We're energy forms who have an effect on other energy forms. We are that drop in the pond that creates all of those other ripples. So we need to see ourselves just like that, so that we realize when we do something, when we touch something, it's not just touching the thing closest to us, it is having a ripple effect throughout the universe, throughout the world.
Absolutely. So, you know, again, one of the things that happened to us is we've been given these self-defeating dogmas, self-defeating ideas of what the timeline is, or the fact that we can't change the timeline. But yes, of course, we're always changing the timeline. Every day you are changing the outcome of your own personal reality countless times. Every single day, as your mood swings, as your thoughts flow, your reality is changing. This is just part of how this, let's just say system, because again, you'll find people that will find fault with any term. If you want to call something a universe, then, they might bring up, the fact that it's a megaverse or a multiverse. And again, some will find fault with that term. So again, it's all about discovering what resonates with you. But the reality is, it's as if we can almost turn the lights off, we would find that we're in a blank white room, this blank canvas that is just being painted every second, every quanta of the day, it's being painted, and that color is constantly changing.
We have an effect on everything that we touch, and we have an opportunity to build. Let's say, you could say, it's almost like you build your own paintbrush, so that when you do reach out and touch something, you have that ability. How bright do you want your colors? So we have all of these options right in front of us.
So we see this from physics.org. Reality, what is really our reality? Quantum physics. Our study suggests objective reality doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. Again, that famous double slot experiment and saying, how can two particles be in two different places at the same time? And how can two different people see the same thing happen, see the same picture, and notice totally different things? It's because each one of us is unique. Again, the obvious thing, the thing that should be so obvious to everyone, is right in front of their faces. And that's the fact that each one of us is completely unique from the other, and yet we're part of a greater whole. And this is the revelation that needs to come, the true revelation that needs to come. We've been given fear-based control systems. These fear-based control systems, why are they geared towards generating fear? Because, again, that brings us down into the root chakra. When you have root chakra instability, when you are just in fear for your life, fear for your economic security, fear for your family, your loved ones, fear for anything, fear, then you can't really climb any higher. It's like, you know, the first rung on the ladder to ascending, fear takes that rung away. So it makes it so we can't get past a certain point. This is why they keep us in a nonstop state of fear. So our reality is a blank canvas to be painted at any and all times. Quantum theory demonstrated observation affects reality. This is, you know, one of the key takeaways of quantum physics. It's all about the observer. And then again, there is a meditation you can do. And stage one would be, I am not the body. I am not the body. I am not the body. Just following your breathing, getting yourself breathing slow and rhythmically. Maybe start with an inhale of 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold 1, 2. Exhale 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold 1, 2. Inhale it just like that. And then from that point, just in your mind, just keep going over, I am not the body. I am not the body. And at some point in time, that will start to sink in. And you have to just give it time. With anything that's going to yield real results, it takes real time. Most people, you know, can't shoot like LeBron James or Michael Jordan or whoever the best basketball player is out there now. I don't really know. Or, you know, can't become the best chess player or the best anything. It takes repetition. So especially when it comes to going inside and developing some real skills with your mind, it takes, again, constant practice. So, you know, with us, multiple times every single day, we do meditative practices 2-3 times a day. And so it's a priority. And you have to prioritize that. Otherwise, you know, what's called the monkey mind rules. But the sad truth of the matter is, even monkeys are more harmonious than humans in this matrix.
Mm-hmm. One of the most difficult things is you need to give the monkey mind a job. You know, as long as the monkey mind is doing something, then you can continue to do what you want. And that's where the counting comes in. That's where counting the breath comes in. Now you have something. You can give information and you can give instructions, so you can bring your energy down to a place where it can manifest things that you really want it to manifest. It's about organizing your energy and making yourself more congruent with the surroundings, with everything that surrounds you. When things are more congruent, life just happens easier. You know, there's less hang-ups, there's less problems. And this is where meditation can really, really give you a handle on that. And it's not so much what happens during meditation, but it's what happens after meditation and throughout the rest of your day. So that time is like you're calming your senses, you're calming your energy body so it can be more congruent.
Yeah, and what Cindy said there is really key. It's not always what happens during the meditation itself. You know, it's directly after. Like when we're doing mantras, for instance, we'll do mantras. Why 108? It's thought to be a sacred number. And again, you don't really have to absolutely do 108. This is just tradition. It's tradition. The point is you're doing it to the point where you start to lose yourself. You start to lose that nonstop running in your mind that's thinking, oh, you know, I got to stop at the store on the way home. Oh, I have a report due at school. Oh, I have a deadline due for my work. All that just disappears. All that disappears. That we're doing repetitions to where all that stops. And then your focus is just on what you're feeling, what you're sensing. And also, when you shut off certain aspects of the brain, then we can actually, if we listen, hear our guides and higher self telling us very important things. That's when impressions come through. So for me, again, it came through as usually pictures. I would just all of a sudden get an impression, and it could be of a water tower in the desert. And I don't know what that means, but it'll let itself come and be known at a certain time when it's needed, or it could be of a fork in the road. And then, you know, I might not even recognize that place. But 2 months later, I might be driving somewhere and then, uh-oh, okay, well, I remember that dream. This looks a lot like it. I went right and it wasn't, you know, I got a flat tire. I'm going to go left. Yeah, that type of thing. You know, again, these are the type of things that come through. It might be a whisper. You might hear something. It could be audible. Everybody's different. So when we're doing that meditation about, I'm not the body. I am not the body. And again, you can even take it farther. I'm not the body. I'm not even the mind. Because again, ultimately, we get to the fact that we're the observer. We are the observer that's observing everything. That's the real self in this quantum world. Reality really is what we choose to observe. So, you know, this is something that gets really into maybe a little bit of a gray area. As you know, you can read some comments and people will say, you know, there's no demons. They only exist in your mind. But again, you know, can we deny that there's people dying in conflict right now? Well, you know, we can hide our head in the sand, but does it affect the reality that's happening all around us? And this is something, you know, to basically meditate on ourselves. I do believe we can absolutely change individual timelines. You know, there was twice in my life where I went to bed pretty distraught and was wishing that a major event didn't happen. And when I woke up, it didn't. I was like before the timeline had ever happened, so I changed it. And I do feel that I really did change it. And I do think that we can do things like that. We can change our own reality, our own world.
Mm-hmm. You know, gratitude is something that can really change our world. There was a time Mike and I were living in the little camper, and boy, it was small. And we didn't have running water. Oh my gosh, that was really difficult. I think we did that for maybe 2 or 3 months. It was rough. And we got a home, and yes, it's a tiny home, but you know what? It has running water, and it has enough space for us to go take a bath, take a shower, all of those things we didn't have in the camper. So I just switched my gratitude. If I ever find myself complaining, oh, this place is too small, I just go back and remember what it was like in the camper. And I find myself in that place of gratitude. I have running water. I have hot and cold water. I can go take a shower anytime that I want. And you see how that starts to change even your heart chakra. It will help open your heart chakra to help you deal with things.
The one thing that comes across from all the guides that we are in contact with on a regular basis is their love and their appreciation. And this is what's pulled themselves up into the higher realms where they are. And then they will dip down. They will choose to dip down and come and bless others with their presence. Ananda Mahima was coming through again this morning. And her energy is just absolutely blissful. And Ananda means bliss. And that is exactly what she is. She is just a blissful being, as is Yeshua. And again, the way that some people can't understand that, you know, they'll throw the baby out with the bathwater saying there was no Jesus. And no, there really wasn't Jesus that were given, per se, but there was an actual person whose name was Yeshua that was also thought to be the Essene teacher of light, and that they were waiting for, that the Essene community was waiting for. But there's been basically more than one teacher of light. And again, teachers of light come to all people in all different cultures. It's just obvious that source, and even the creator of this particular universe, wouldn't really go ahead and elevate one particular group of people over another because of any sort of, you know, genetic predisposition or what have you. Sure, there are those that can perceive things more, those with some strengths and abilities in some areas that others don't have as well developed at this time. But at the same, choose one people over another? No, no, no. That's obviously nothing that Source or the creator of this particular universe would do. Again, that's a divisive tactic by the dark side to try to keep us always in, again, the lower chakras. Our consciousness centered in the lower chakras is what they want. And so they appeal to us from our lower senses. And again, we are having a temporary experience on this roller coaster. And we can control the ride much more than they want you to know. They want you to think that you're not in control of your ride, but you are in control of your ride.
Mm-hmm. And that's the good news. You know, the not so good news is we haven't been taught fully how to use these abilities and where exactly we can apply them. That one is a big secret for the controllers, but you know what? All the answers are inside of us, and that's why we keep saying go within, because that information will surface when you need it to.
So who are we trying to create this new positive timeline for? Well, look at the reality of the situation. If people could get a glimpse at their past lives, it would definitely set the stage for people to make a more consolidated effort in creating a better world right here and right now. When we, and this was the message from Ananda Mayi Ma, she said this morning, can you imagine if everybody coming into incarnation on this planet did so with the intent that they were going to help each other? Just simply help each other in their experience, in their incarnation. Lift them up when they're feeling down. Give them support when they need it. And just be there for each other as friends and family. Every single person. You know, with no arbitrary lines or division drawn. No countries, no borders, nothing like that. Just basically all beings understanding that they're living here, and even though it's a temporary visit, they're to maintain a symbiotic, harmonic existence where we are always trying to pick each other up instead of pick each other apart. She said, you know, can you imagine what that world would look like? Well, that's what we are creating. And again, that world might not manifest in this lifetime or the next or the next or the next, you know, to get to that blissful world. Again, it's part of this is the cycles of the yugas. And part of the reason why the cycles of the yugas look like they do is because of the just simply the awareness. It's the awareness. When the seeds of awareness awaken in humanity, that's when they are nurtured. And in nurturing them and cultivating them, that's when they grow. They take root and they grow. So if you want to look at it like at the last edge of the Kali Yuga, the beginning of the Bronze Age, so to speak, we are actually, you know, we planted those seeds. We've started to water them. They will start to sprout somewhere during the Bronze Age. They will become little plants themselves, you know, in the Silver Age, and then reach to all new heights in the Golden Age.
And with this information, we need to remember that we need to keep going back to tend to the soil, to tend to the plant. There has to be constant care and love being given to these worlds that are expanding. And this is how we get to be in a place that we are all harmonious and we are happy. It starts with you. It starts directly with you and you healing those wounds, those traumas that have altered your understanding of the life that is around you. Taking that time to look back and say, you know, what has harmed you? What has emotionally pulled you down? And no one else but you can say how bad or how not so bad this emotional harm has done to you. So it's something that you need to find within yourself and work on it, work through it. And this is how we tend to the soil, we tend to the seed, we tend to the plant and our growth. And the more healed we become, the more expansive we become.
So when we are giving to others, when we are tending to others, ultimately we are giving to ourselves and tending to ourselves, because what we will manifest will be a much more harmonious world in which we ourselves will be able to go to all new heights. So there again, who are we making this new earth, this new world for? Ultimately, you know, you could say we're making it for our children, our grandchildren, our great-great-grandchildren, and we could keep adding greats onto that. But who are our great-great-grandchildren and, you know, and down the line? It's us again, as we come back yet again to explore a new version of this world.
You know, it's a lot of information to take on, but it's information that's important for the growth of these new worlds, for the growth and the expansion of our consciousness, because we've chosen a different path. We've chosen a path to remain organic in our bodies, to build our abilities in an organic manner, not just get technology to do it for us. But we've chosen that path, and it's going to take some time to get there.
Absolutely. So I hope you guys found this interesting and informative. Please, you know, leave your comments and questions. As always, thank you for your support over on Ko-Fi, where you could do a one-time donation or monthly just by changing the number of coffees. And also over on Patreon. Again, you could join us over there for as little as $1 a month to support the channel. While we are still in this monetary system, and as we are laying the seeds and the groundwork for something much, much better, as always, God bless and namaste.
Namaste.